Hi, Daniel?
Yes.
Hi, Daniel. It's Jesse.
Oh, what's up?
Hi, I got your message. I just wanted to return your call. I just, you know, it makes me so happy. I'm just so excited for you. So,
I was like blown away. I said, so how'd you hear about us? You know, like professionally, like I get this all the time.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh, I just Googled it. You know, I think you came across, so I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Well, I just tracked those. And in my head, I was like, holy shit. Yeah, dude, I mean, just 2 days ago, I noticed that, so I had someone, because see, it's a little bit iffy for me, because if I go and search it, it's going to come up for me because of, you know, the way that the Google algorithm search works. Like, it's personalized to you, right? But the thing was, it's like I could not get anybody else to Google search it and find it. So every now and then when I see someone else, I'm like, hey, can you search my business real quick? So
yeah.
I did it, and I did it from a computer. I think it was just one of my buddies the other day, and he lives out in Platte City, and so I had him search it, and I said, Installation Lee Summit. And we showed up, you know, on Google Maps. And I was like, well, that's big, because at this point, my name does not come up. I mean, I don't care if you search back 6 pages, you're not finding my installation guy. So it came up and I was like, awesome. Then today, like I said, just cold out of nowhere, I had a customer call and I was like, man, I haven't had that since my old company. So, you know, whatever the hell you guys are doing, and I've done my part, I've been uploading the photos and everything, but it's great. So, I mean, very happy that I continue with it, because I mean, now that I'm starting to get that, I mean, there's that $700 at work right there. I mean,
absolutely.
If I close one of these deals, it's paid for itself. So,
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always said, like, I didn't, you know, I wasn't really doing this even so much for leads. I was just doing it for online presence, which would lead to leads, you know. So just wanted to give you guys that feedback and let you know that, you know, thank you for pushing me through it. And looks like we'll be working together, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I just appreciate hearing that so much. You know, it's always just great to hear positive feedback. I mean, that's why I work here. You know, I actually genuinely want to just help people. I fully believe that small businesses are the backbone of our country, you know, and that's all I want to do is just help. So,
And cutting through that muck that you guys have to deal with, you know, in being a service provider that, you know, is telephone based, like, you know, it can be, I know the way that you guys, because I see the way that you guys have handled this with me and all the messages you send, and it's because you have to really train business owners how to reap the benefit of this, you know, because they still have to be engaged. They've got to contact, they've got to send in their photos, and they got to do things. None of this stuff is magic. You know, it's a tried and true process that you have to go through.
Absolutely.
So, you know, as a matter of fact, believe it or not, I'm actually flip-flopping on this, and I want to use this more than I want to use this Thrive Network. You know, up to this point, I've been the opposite of impressed with Thrive. You know, and it said initially, you know, I hired them on as a CRM, but now I come to find that the CRM functionality isn't really great either. You know, and now that I do more research on this company, I see that, you know, it is a CRM, which you said you weren't too familiar with even what that is, but it's for any small business, you know, it's for,
right. So I actually did follow up with some of my colleagues about it, and my boss about the CRM, and apparently it's something that we're actually working on doing. So,
oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, it's a definite, because a lot of companies right now they're doing it just because it's almost a baseline necessity. Like, what you guys are doing is very good, but if you've got the platform to do everything that you're doing, you could very easily integrate a customer resource, you know, functionality to it, and you wouldn't be doing that much more. You know what I mean? And then there's another value add for your customer. It's a huge value add. I would love to keep this all in one space, but what I'm finding out is that, you know, like I said, they don't have some of this baseline functionality. This software would work great for a consultant or somebody that or someone who, even doing what you're doing, outbound based, like, even insurance sales, not that you do insurance sales, but outbound calling, insurance sales, things like that. But me in the service business, it's not really working. There is no work order functionality, you know. So I said the most important thing any company can do before they go develop these softwares, because I used to work for a software development company called Cerner in Kansas City, a healthcare provider. The worst thing, and we were a multi-billion dollar company because of Obamacare, but what we did wrong was we built that with technical people. We built it with software engineers and all that, which sounds great, but we were making a fucking healthcare software. Who did we leave out of that? We left out the doctors and nurses. We didn't ask doctors and nurses what they wanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the worst thing these companies do is they go out there and they develop these CRMs because they've got a CEO that, you know, spent 3 years working for an insulation company and thought that he could make a better product, but he makes it, it's really good for that, but it's not really good for everything else. So, you know, one thing that you might pass along to your team or you might look into yourself is, how are you guys developing this software? Are you developing it by talking and working with business owners, or are you just developing it because the market wants you to develop one? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They need to be asking people, because time after time I keep seeing these, the more I do these demos and look at other projects, the more I see that, yes, you've got a CRM there, but I don't know how useful it is for anybody. Because to be honest with you, there's just a lot of shitty softwares out there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
I just hope that they move forward with it to make it an all-in-one. It sounds like such a useful tool to have, the CRM.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you have to be able to, you know, a lot of us want to be visible on social media, but, you know, we also need to have our day-to-day workflow simplified. You know what I mean? And that's, and people are willing to pay a pretty penny for it. I mean, now that I see how you guys are operating and how this Local Splash is working, you know, I am very inclined at the end of this 3 months. We were talking about canceling it on April 20th, and I said at the end of this 3 months, I want to look at paying out the rest of the year, you know? Maybe get into another 12-month contract with you guys so I can get a few months free again or whatever the hell you guys offer. Or at least get a discount, you know?
Yeah, well, like I said, if you do the 12 months, then it actually saves you $1,000. So $299 would be the 36, but the 3 month or the 12 month package is 27, I believe. So it saves you almost like $900.
Well, and by then by April I'll be better positioned to know what it is I'm trying to accomplish, because a lot of what I'm doing right now is just trial and error. You know, I'm kind of seeing even these last few weeks I've gotten out of the daily grind of having to install every day, because I've got 1099 workers now and I'm focusing on larger projects. So I only have two projects scheduled this month, but they're huge. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And now I'm getting into, well, maybe I can start bidding small commercial projects. Maybe commercial will be actually where I make my money, you know?
Yeah.
Where a lot of companies can't make money in commercial because of an operation to support. If I am, you know, coordinating everything out of my house and I can drop a semi truck job site and have two guys sweep in, you know, and knock it out, and everybody gets paid well in the end, you know, the customer's happy, the guys are happy because they make good money, and I don't have the overhead of a business, you know, maybe commercial's my space. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. But the nice thing is whatever is working for me, I can bring back to your team in April or maybe sooner even and say, you know, this is what I want to go after. I want, you know, we might shift our keyword search and things like that, because maybe I find that residential isn't the grind I want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but whatever we do, I think we'll be able to figure it out. And I like what this is doing for me so far.
And you can absolutely tailor it to that. And, you know, it's like even as you grow, too, one of the things that I don't know if I told you, but you can also use Facebook ads to hire people, too. So that's, like, a good source. You can't do both, right? So you wouldn't be able to do, like, looking for business and hiring, but you can switch it off. So if you're, like, looking for people, then you can switch it to hiring. And then once you get some guys, you can switch it back to looking for business.
Yeah. And that's definitely Facebook will be my avenue for hiring. I've had tremendous success hiring through Facebook. As a matter of fact, my best employees I've ever hired have all been from Facebook. So,
yeah.
Because the thing is, what I like so much about Facebook is I can do so much vetting on the front end. You know what I mean? Because
because
chances are they've shown their life on Facebook. You know what I mean? So I know kind of what person I'm dealing with before I even ever call them in. And you can make the, because I've said, in my field now, I'm not hiring technique. I'm not hiring expertise. I am hiring a brain, really. I mean, I'm hiring a certain type of person, a person like me. You know what I mean? A person who's well-educated, well-spoken, doesn't mind getting down and in the grind to do these types of work. But I've got a system here that we can all reap the benefits of. You know, I can pay guys well. But I need brain power. You know, more than anything, I need strategic who, you know, wants to be a part of something that's changing rapidly and things like that. And that Facebook allows me to look and vet these people better. Because on paper, whatever they, you know the deal with a resume, you write bullshit on there, right? You're trying to get hired.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, managed a multi-million-dollar sales pipeline. Now, what that really means is that you cold called 300 times a day. Come on, dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? We
right.
know the deal. Like, it's hard to say what it is that you did and didn't. I know how to shift those keywords and make it seem like I'm better than I am, too. You know?
Absolutely.
That's what all this shit is anyways. Come on, it's marketing, dude. You know?
Right.
So,
that's a really good point. You know, it's like if you post something on, like, Indeed or Craigslist, then you know, you really have no idea the person you're talking to, really, until you meet
no,
them.
No, you don't.
So
no, and that's why I said you can see, like, I know when I'm dealing with a guy who's, well, I don't know that I'm about to get on his Facebook and he's about to have one of those sketchy mirror selfies with the filthy background in the back of his home, right? It's like,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, those
captain.
Are the worst.
Yeah. We all know the type. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, the shirtless selfies.
Yeah.
Like it'll have like the snap. It'll have like the Snapchat like little words. They'll be like, "Come get some." You're like, "Shut up, dude! I'm not hiring you."
Yeah, for sure.
You see it all the time, man.
Yeah.
Especially in this field, I mean, you deal with some really interesting people, man. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Jesse. Well, thanks for the phone call back.
Yeah.
Definitely, if you hear any more about it, pass it along to me. You know, I'd be interested to see what you guys are coming up with.
Okay, I will
or
for sure.
Guys,
100%.
I mean, sometimes you guys have data processing. I mean, I don't know, but usually, you know, if you guys get closer to actually launching something like that, if you guys are interested in finding beta testers, I would be more than willing to, you know. So if you ever hear the word come across, like, we're going to launch this for beta testing or anything, you know, keep me in mind.
I will, 100%.
To collaborating on that and using it, you know, before others got a hold of it.
For sure. I will definitely let my boss know, okay? Let him know right now, actually.
Cool.
That's something you're interested in. So.
Yeah, okay. Awesome.
All right.
Well, thank you
so
much. All right.
It's been a pleasure, always, and we'll talk later, okay?
Yep. 2023 is our year, remember.
Yeah, that's right.
Bye. All right, bye.
Bye.